Lack of confidence? Low self-esteem? Fears and phobias hold us back from enjoying and living the life we really want. Would you like to be more confident? Break the habits that are holding you back from achieving what you want in life or in business? Would you like to overcome a fear or phobia, lose weight, and say goodbye to yo-yo dieting? Do you want to stop smoking? Inspirational coach and hypnotherapist Steve Twynham can help you move in a positive direction. Known as the Happy Coach, Steve has helped thousands of people make a positive change to their lives. For more information, visit stevetwynham.com. Be happy. Be inspired. Live the life you really want.
You know, there's a whole industry out there called the network marketing industry, and it's a great opportunity for people. It's called the business of the 21st century, and I'm joined today by Mark Watson, who's involved in network marketing. Welcome to the program, Mark. Thanks for joining us, and we really look forward to hearing about your story. Tell us about what you did before and how you got involved.
Well, Steve, my background is I worked in a factory on an assembly line, working 6 at night until 6 in the morning, making capacitors for a living, if you know what they are. Electronic components. I wasn't the most academic at school, sort of left by mutual consent between me and the teachers.
I can go with that one, so did I.
I thought when I went into the factory for an unskilled job, it was pretty well paid. Quite frankly, I thought I was going to be there for the rest of my life, just working in that factory, doing shift work. I didn't like it, you know, it's not a job I wanted to do. And I basically got a phone call from a friend of a friend, actually, just saying, would I be open to looking at a new opportunity? Now, that's 20 years ago now, so I was sort of mid-20s when I got involved. Didn't quite know what I was doing or what it was all about, but I was assured, you know, I'd be taught and guided and helped every step of the way. So that's my background, factory background. I'm nobody special, just a normal working class guy that took hold of an opportunity, basically.
And that was a network marketing opportunity?
It was, yeah. So got involved, and like I said, I've been with the same company now 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah. I've seen companies come and go over the period, but I think it's very important. If you're going to get involved in the industry, you make sure that it's, you know, you do your due diligence, make sure you find the right company, the right product for you, and make sure you're going to get rewarded properly for the time that you put into it.
Okay. And what was it about network marketing that really attracted you in the first place, Mark?
Well, if I'm honest, it was the money to start with. I didn't quite, like I say, understand the industry. I didn't know what to do, but I was willing and I was open to be taught. Mm-hmm. But the idea that I could get out of that factory, I was told if I worked hard for 2 to 3 years, really hard, applied myself, I could choose whether I wanted to work again, because it would create this passive income that would allow me to live the life I want to live. You know, not be sort of governed by my job income, which many people are, but actually do what I like. And I've lived overseas for many years, and with the internet and the age that we live in now, it gives us that flexibility to be able to work from anywhere in the world. What's appealing.
I was talking to Debbie some time ago. I think she mentioned you in the interview. So
okay.
It's yourself that went away overseas and stayed for a bit longer,
yeah, there's
was
a bit
it?
Of a, there's a bit of a junk in our company. And that's, you know, I was sort of, I'm a bit of a all or nothing sort of guy. You know, when I'm focused on something, I'm absolutely flat out. And that's what I did to get out of that factory. And in fact, I got out of my factory, I replaced my factory income within about 4.5 weeks of joining.
4.5 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. I went to one of the main positions in about 4.5 weeks. 12 weeks, I mean, that's company records. And that was at a time we didn't have, you know, mobile phones were as big as this desk. But it just shows you, if you apply yourself, though, and prepare to put a bit of effort, it doesn't come for nothing. It doesn't come for free. You know, there's a price to pay. Mm. But the choice between working for 2 or 3 years hard or 40 years hard for somebody else, it was a no-brainer for me. I'd work for myself for 2 or 3 years and off I go. So, yeah, the joke within our company is Mark sort of went on holiday for 2 weeks to Tenerife and forgot to come back for 7 years.
7 years?
It was, yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, like I say, once you've built this income, it's a passive income. So it means that once it's built, it just keeps coming and coming and coming. Everything. In fact, my income was going up while I wasn't here.
Yes.
So some of my colleagues were saying, stay away.
Stay away, So for those people listening, because, you know, that's a phenomenal story. To say, like, in 4.5 weeks,
yeah,
you replace.
That's pretty unique, I might
add. And I was going to say, that's pretty unique, because one of the things I was going to say is that one of the things that people hear and sometimes miss here, get it wrong, this is a slow burn, this really. This is to build over time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Alongside whatever you're doing currently.
And some people get disenchanted by it because the results don't.
Absolutely.
So that is, you know, phenomenal to actually do. But how did you do it? I'm interested in what did you do?
Moved, I spoke to it. And if it said no, I asked for names and I asked if they knew of anyone else that might be open. Like I say, we're in a different culture now. I mean, people are moving very quickly within our industry now by utilising Facebook and social media and things like that. It is a different ball game to what it was 20 years ago. But, you know, don't get me wrong, I was starting at 6 in the morning and getting home at 1 the following morning, on my days off. So it can be done. But there's a price to pay. Now, many people obviously have families, they have jobs, they have business commitments, so they're not able to apply that sort of intense amount of time, if you like, but they can build it around it, around whatever they're doing. We're a couple of hours here, an hour there, half an hour somewhere else. Obviously, it's going to take a little bit longer, but the end result's the same. If you apply yourself and you're focused on what you're doing, you believe in what you're doing, and you have an affinity with the company and the product that you're recommending, you can't help be successful, but you've just got to give it time. Most cases where people get disenchanted is they just haven't given it enough time. They think it's some sort of magic formula that overnight they're going to become self-made, and that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think one of the things where I think people get confused is two words, easy and simple.
It is simple what we do, but it isn't easy. Yeah. Okay. What we do is very repetitive, a bit like my job in the factory was. It was very repetitive. And it is a bit of an emotional roller coaster sometimes. You know, you can be very excited one minute and not so excited the next, you know, and it does go, especially when some people that you talk to maybe don't catch the vision that you have. I mean, my father was a classic example. You know, I thought, when I saw this thing, he's the guy I'm going to go and talk to, and he's going to be really interested. And for half an hour, he absolutely ripped me to shreds. You know, to get a proper job. You know, you've seen these things; they come and go, they don't work. And luckily, I took no notice as usual.
Right.
And in fact, he did me a favour, is because I sort of came out and thought, I'll show you.
Probably drove even further.
I most probably achieved what I achieved very quickly, really down to him and his, because I just wanted to prove to him, if you like, that he was wrong. And he joined 3 months later, which was even funnier.
Starting up in business can be hard, but getting by in business can be harder. But it doesn't have to be. For the most cost-effective way to develop your business, try Network North. Our structured networking groups all over the Northeast and Yorkshire have the opportunity for you and your business to join a group and start adding new contacts and gaining more business. Through our proven agenda designed to drive referrals to our members, it's the most successful marketing tool you can use. We also have opportunities throughout the country for driven people looking to run groups under license, an excellent way to develop your business and make an income. For information, visit networknorth.org.uk. Network North, connecting businesses.
We are today, we're talking to Mark Watson, who made quite a significant change to his life 20 years ago, and we're hearing all about that change. Talking, really featuring today, really about network marketing industry as well, and the opportunity that's out there. So, Mark, just before we pause for some music there, you were talking about how you got involved.
Right.
So where are you now then, within this 20 years on? How's life now?
Well, life's pretty good, you'd imagine. I apply myself a 2 or 3 years and then I go away and enjoy a bit of time, and Tenerife is my home basically, with my family that are out there, and then I come back and do some more. And I'm in one of those phases right now where I've been coerced back by some of my colleagues to, you know, really put some effort in, because this next 2 years they feel are going to be quite pivotal in terms of where our industry goes, because it's gathering pace at the moment as more and more people understand it's a sort of a legitimate way of doing business, and the idea that being able to put your sort of plan B in place so that you've got this backup fallback position should anything happen in terms of employment or business or anything like that, and an accepted way of doing business. And we've got a number of government recognised bodies now that endorse our industry in the UK. We didn't have that 20 years ago, you know. So it gives people confidence in terms of it's very real and it's very now. Yeah, the next 24 months, I've promised I'll do some work.
So you're back out.
You're
probably doing loads of events, are you, and talks and
things? Well, I tend to I love the sort of person-to-person aspect of this business. Whilst the internet is a great tool for generating leads and interest to talk to people, I actually am better face-to-face with people, understanding where they're at currently with their life, what they'd like to change, mm-hmm. and see if there's a way I can work with them to help them make that change. A lot of people don't realise there is an option out there. Unfortunately, for many, the idea of working in a job that is something you love doing is, if you love doing a particular job, that you're unique in a lot of cases. Most people, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, is to pay the bills at the end of the week, and it's blinkers on, and they can't see outside of that. So when you actually start to say to somebody, there is a different way, there is another way that you can generate the income, but actually have a life as well, that's what I enjoy.
Brilliant. Okay. So what do you think some of the challenges are for people when they first look at a network marketing opportunity then?
I think people seem, because we've been brought up in a culture where we go to school and we get our qualifications and we're taught our trade and maybe go into an apprenticeship or go to college and we have this big learning process. A lot of people make the mistake where they think they've got to go through that whole process in order to get their network marketing business going. The great thing with working in network marketing is that you work under the umbrella of an organisation that provides all the training, support, everything you're going to need. It's more about earn as you learn, not learn before you earn. So it allows anybody from any background, whether they're a mum at home, whether they're a solicitor, whether they're a multimillionaire, whether they're a dustman, it doesn't matter. It allows anybody that's prepared to put a bit of time and effort in the opportunity to change their life for the better. And it might not be to earn millions of pounds. You know, sometimes people fall in the trap, they think they're going to become sort of seriously wealthy from it. It's for a lot of people, an extra £200, £300, £400 a month would make a huge impact on the domestic household.
Yeah, on their life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I remember I was talking to one girl recently. No, that's not true. Months ago. Wasn't recently at all. Months ago. And she was at a network marketing event. And she said, I find it quite obscene, some of the earnings that these people
absolutely
are earning.
Yeah,
and we
yeah
went, well, but that's okay. Give it away.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep it.
And many do.
Yes.
You know, many of these companies have charitable foundations. I know our company does. If there's a disaster anywhere in the world, you'll usually find our company piling in with money or support or product or whatever's required. So, you know, it isn't, if I'm honest, when I was 25 and I joined this company, yes, very money motivated, wanted the big cars, wanted the big houses, all of those things that I think a lot of 25-year-olds would want. I think now I'm 20 years on and I'm getting old. You know, my priorities have changed. The bottom line is, if you can afford just to be able to pay your bills without worrying about it, don't worry about the brown envelopes as they come through the door, be able to holiday where you want to holiday and just have the flexibility. For me, you know, if I want to get on a plane tomorrow and go and get some sun, I can go in and do it. I have that flexibility. I don't have to ask a boss or anything like that. So I don't think it's about earning millions of pounds. And there are people within the UK and within our industry worldwide that do. If that's your motivation, it's definitely there for you. But for the majority of people, supplementing by £500,000, even a couple of £1,000 a month would give them security that they don't currently have.
Mega life changing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we're not just talking about one or two people now in the UK. 20 years ago, people would say to me, Mark, it's fine, it will happen in America, it'll happen in Taiwan, happen in this place, never happen in the UK. Well, fortunately, it has.
Yeah, no, I think the industry's really
grown up.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
Yeah,
you know, I know when I first touched this industry years ago, and it was as though you'd actually grown horns and two heads when you talk to people.
Yeah.
And even now, you know, I speak to some people about it, and I was speaking to a friend of mine about network marketing, and he just didn't get it. But
no,
he did get it, but didn't want to get it.
Absolutely.
So I just said, well, let's put it into perspective. Let's change the thing. I said, if I was a well-known high street brand and came to you and said, just by recommending our brand, I was going to pay you a residual income, what about that then?
Right.
He went, well, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I went, but that's what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there's a big misunderstanding out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, usually, not always, but usually a network marketing type product is usually of high quality. It will excel whatever it is you're likely to be using or can access in the high street. It has to, because without a great product or service, we have no business and definitely no long-term business. So you can be assured that the products are going to stand up to scrutiny and they're going to be fine. In terms of what we do, it's a bit like if you went to a great movie or a great restaurant, a bit like you said, you naturally tell other people about it, but you don't get paid for that.
No.
With this,
no.
I get paid to recommend a great product. Doesn't mean I've got to become some sort of salesman or anything like that. It just means I use a product, I'm happy to recommend it as I go. So my activity is really just recommending product as I go, as well as recommending and showing people how they too could become involved in what it is that we do.
Marvellous. You touched on it with when we were talking earlier, and the one other thing again that I picked up there, there's like from a personal development angle, the training and support that you get in this industry.
Well, it's so different 20 years ago. I mean, I wouldn't say boo to a goose. I was a sort of, I was a factory worker. I was more into my cars, you know, racing, rallying and that sort of thing. I definitely wouldn't be somebody you would normally have approached, I don't think, with this sort of business. But luckily, someone did. So you just don't know who's going to do this. There's a saying in our business, those that you think will, don't. And those that you don't think will do anything, surprise the hell out of you. So you just don't know. And our job is not to prejudge or choose. It's just to show people the way. And if they want to follow that path, that's great.
Okay. So, Mark, if anybody wants to find out about what you do, how is want to get in contact with you, what do they do?
Well, they basically talk to Debbie. That sort of invited me along today. She's in and around the York area. I live further down south and like I say, overseas. And I'm sure Debbie will be only too pleased to help with them.
Yeah, okay. And Debbie, just give us that website of yours again then.
That would be www.devpickering.myforever.biz.
And just before we close, is there anything that you could recommend that people could actually read just to find out more about this industry?
Yeah, in terms of our industry, there's you know a lot of information out there. I tend to stick to books by Jim Rohn and there's a gentleman called Don Fehler. That's an unfortunate name, isn't it?
Yeah.
He didn't fail, but he's built big organisations, and that'll give you some real good grounding. I think that's called the 45-second presentation, one. I give all the new people that join my organisation that book because I want them to understand the basics, to keep it simple in terms of what it is that we do and how we duplicate ourselves, and that's the sort of stuff that I read.
Marvellous. Well, look, thanks for joining me today. Wherever you're off to, Tenerife, wherever you're going, and enjoy maybe a couple of years back in the UK.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then I'll be off again.
Okay. Yeah. Smashing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Hi, this is Steve. Hope you can join me this coming Sunday for Inspired 4 till 6 on Vale Radio. Great music to get your week off to a great start. And do me a great big favour. Just tell a friend. Just spread the news. Hope you can join me this Sunday, 4 till 6 on Vale Radio.
If you would like more information about Be Happy, Be Inspired, you can check out our program schedule at www.stevetwynham.org. And if you'd like to join me on the program one evening, then simply drop me an email to steve@stevetwynham.com. Be happy, be inspired.